The Cape Breton Regional Municipality is planning to unveil new details about the development of a new central library in downtown Sydney next week. While council had originally planned to discuss the update in a private in-camera session after this week's regular meeting, they've chosen instead to hold a special meeting next week where a more formal announcement can be made. CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark spoke about the decision to hold a new meeting.
So the planning for a new central library has been, as we know, very long-standing and now decades-long process. But I think we're getting to the point of some decision and direction to council. Council will deliberate on that today as it relates to any of the contractual and agreement matters. But a special council meeting will be held Thursday of next week where there will be a formal consideration of a new central library.
Hopes that the long-standing plans to develop a new central library were raised earlier this year when council released their five-year capital plan that included funding for the new library. In addition to $751,800 from the municipality, $2.05 million in funding for a new library is coming from the provincial government, and $86,800 is coming from the Cape Breton Regional Library Board. For years, questions about what the library will look like and where it will be have swirled in the community. Recently, a proposal to build the new library on the Sydney waterfront was rejected. In May, council was presented with a ranking of five potential locations for a new library. The highest ranked was the location of the current 65-year-old McConnell Library, which would be redeveloped into a new location that could connect to the recently completed Nova Scotia Community College Sydney waterfront campus. Three sites received the same ranking: the former Cape Breton Post building, the location of the former bargain shop, and land owned by the CBRM at the corner of George and Prince Streets. The lowest ranked location was the old Cape Breton County Courthouse across from Wentworth Park. The courthouse had been a front runner for the new library following the rejection of the waterfront proposal, but a stall at that location caused the municipality to explore other options. Now council appears ready to announce details about the new library, and Clark is looking forward to it.
It's definitely something worthwhile for all the stakeholders in the community. It has been, like I say, a long time coming, but most importantly, I look forward to the presentation as it comes forward to the public and welcoming the stakeholders and the build committee and everyone that's been behind all of the efforts for a new central library.
Clark expects the reaction to the news to be positive.
I think you expect a very happy crowd, hopefully.
If plans for a new Sydney Central Library finally go through, it will join a number of other libraries in Cape Breton that have received upgrades recently, including libraries in Glace Bay, New Waterford, North Sydney, Lewisburg, Reserve Mines, and Inganish Beach. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.